broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
Very excited for my next guest, Peter Stevenson, Senior Vice President, Business Development, Syncentia.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Glad you could join me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So, you presented today?
Yes, just got off the stage.
Excellent.
It was good fun.
How'd it go?
Hopefully well. We got a lot of questions, so that's always a good sign, I think.
That's fantastic. Now, it seems like every one of my guests have just come off stage before they run on here and actually pulled off the stage.
Yeah, so the energy is still high.
Very. Oh, congratulations. It's an honor, I know, to present here, so thank you. So tell me about your company.
We create self-service tools for members or patients and doctors. Such that they can get information in real time, the sort of information they need to guide their healthcare decisions. And our first product's really aiming at getting them their benefit and eligibility questions answered. And the great thing about the service is they can ask in their own language, in their own words. So you could ask something like, what are my benefits for an MRI?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd return for in and out of network, for the date of service, the copay, based on the location. So you can actually ask for the cheapest place to get an MRI, the closest place to get an MRI. And you can also do some comparison shopping. But, unlike other systems, we can also highlight information like, you need an authorization. And because that's always a major pain point when you don't have an authorization and then the provider comes after you for payment as a member, as a patient. And also the limits on the service. So, can you get as many as medically necessary? Is there a certain limit for dental or chiropractic or something like that? So it's really that kind of opening up that or unlocking that access to that information. So people who don't currently are just completely unaware of what they will be paying for services.
Which is most people.
Almost everyone, yeah. And just allowing them to make the decisions based on that information. So
now I'm fascinated because I've gone through this a couple of different just trying to understand my benefits more. I shifted plans when I moved from semi-retired, I guess, from my last company, and now I'm into a new plan, and so trying to learn the benefits for my wife. Who do you sell to specifically? Is this can consumers do this, or do you go through an organization, company? Do you subscribe? Tell me about your model, please.
Well, our final consumer are the patients and also the provider's back offices and also even the customer call centers that we work with because, we're highly accurate. We're more accurate than they are without this service. So our final consumers are these three groups, but our customer is really the insurance, large insurance plans, because they're actually bearing the burden of cost when people call up because they can't get their information any other way. So, a typical call from a member might cost them $8 to $10.
Yeah.
And from providers, $2 to $3 because they can be offshored. So it's driving, I think, U.S. insurers, we've modeled get about 1 billion calls a year. And it costs them about $5 billion just to pick up the phone. So even if we can just take a fraction of that cost away, we're saving the industry a lot of just something that is pure cost. There's really kind of very little benefit there for the insurers.
Well, and if we can save them money, maybe that'll trickle down to us as consumers.
Yeah, we can make a better decision. I mean, all those people now on a high deductible health plan.
Which is most.
It's pretty much everyone now has a deductible, and they'll finally get the information they need to manage that deductible. So this is effectively money in everybody's pocket.
That's powerful. So what are your goals for today? You're in the middle of a fundraising campaign.
Yeah, so we're looking to raise primarily an angel round, a seed round, and we're looking to raise up to $2 million. And it's really going to see us through the range of pilots that we're negotiating for this year, and we're really targeting a couple of big deployments next year. So this is when it should really hit the marketplace with a bit of a splash. So we're really looking for that money that will basically help us through to deployment and just finally get this in people's hands.
That's terrific. So when were you guys founded?
We actually founded back in, I'm terrible with dates, I think it was late 2012. And so we've been doing a lot of hardcore development. And so we have all the core systems built out. And now we're really looking to build those applications. The first one being a benefit and eligibility self-service tool. But there's a range of others there around authorization for different consumers, but then also going into things like coding and clinical documentation improvement. So those ideas are a bit further down the road. But we already have a kind of a product roadmap, built out to really kind of drive the company forward.
That's terrific. So now, do you guys, will you guys actually have a booth here then? Or maybe not?
No, unfortunately not. So maybe next year.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know if, I'm not sure. So I guess for this, for 2015 here, who would be your, two or three of your main targets to, and what are your goals for the next 3 days of the conference?
Well, it's really to try and connect to as many insurers as we can, but also the investors that we that would really really want to talk to at the moment. But we're also, you know, we're also very interested in peripheral problems that are related to our benefit inquiry system. So, you know, we're working with an advocacy group to try and get them benefit information so they can do fair pricing for their clients. And also health concierge services, so because they also need a kind of access to benefit and eligibility information.
So, is this natural language processing in a way? Is that this kind of the technology in the background?
It's that. It's that, but more. So you get to ask the question in your own words. Yep. So you know, you can even ask it something like, "How much is a CT of my tummy?"
Yep.
And we can really model all that different language, and also CPT code. So if you asked it 74178, it would be a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. So you can basically, depending on your language, you can ask it a range of different ways. But we're basically targeting the. I've got a question, I think.
Yeah, no. So what are you looking to accomplish really over the next couple of days? Like, are there, so there's payers, some of the insurers you certainly want to meet up with here. Any health IT companies or anybody like that? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those companies that that act as vendors to insurance companies, we've already spoken to a number of large companies in that area, but we're always interested in anyone who kind of has this problem and can really use it. I remember the question now is, so it's actually more than natural language processing. It's we actually kind of model all of the information, all the knowledge that we need to answer these questions. So we're more of an artificial intelligence platform than just an NLP company.
Yeah. No, I understand. That's terrific. Where are you guys based out of?
We're headquartered out of San Francisco, and we have a business development office out of Miami just to handle the East Coast, where most of our clients are.
I'm a big fan of Miami. Actually, in San Francisco. I lived there for a couple of years.
Yeah, but, both fantastic places.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, Peter, I truly appreciate you taking the time to join. I know that you you have a very busy day. You just came off stage here at the Venture Forum. But Peter Stevenson from Syncentia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Excellent. And thank you, everybody, for being tuned here. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour, so... action-packed day, Stone, but I'm excited. This is fun.
I am, too. It beats the heck out of working, doesn't it?
I couldn't agree more. It's terrific.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.